What do you expect? Bible thought. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9. Have you ever taken a big gulp of a cold drink and had the shock of realizing it was not what you expected to taste? Sometimes what we expect colors our minds so that we cannot recognize what is real. Even a favorite beverage may taste bad to us when it's not what we expected. Imagine the difficulty which Peter and the other disciples must have had. He was trying to match what he expected with the reality of the kingdom which Jesus described. Peter expected the sounds of clashing swords and shouting warriors to set his people free. He was not prepared to hear the sounds of hammered nails or labored breathing which held the promise of freedom for all. Jesus was his conquering hero. Peter never expected a surrender. But our God doesn't always give us what we expect. He gives us much better than we can dream or imagine. Peter's expectations couldn't begin to match God's reality. Peter dreamed of altering the politics of his home country. God was watching his plan unfold to change the history of the world and the destiny of mankind. What we expect doesn't limit God, it limits us. Father, thank you for your love and mercy demonstrated in the cross of Christ. Forgive us for becoming wise in our own eyes, and give us a clearer vision of your will for us through our Savior. Amen. Beverly Logue, Lodi, California.